Just close your eyes for a moment. Holy Spirit, without you, we're going to make mush. But with you, clarity will come. Understanding will radiate in our hearts. And revelation knowledge will manifest what we're supposed to gain from this experience in Jesus' name. Amen. Where we are underground. Yeah. We are not above ground. We're on a lower level.
I thought of Underground Railroad. That's what I thought of when she said.
Well,
that.
We are underground.
I didn't take that literally, like being in the basement.
Yeah, but we are. And guess where I started when I was at Grace Church? In the basement.
And I worked in the basement?
Sure. There you go. They don't trust us above ground. They don't trust us, Mary Jo, above ground. We're too dangerous. Highly explosive. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 1, therefore rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Recognizing that it's time to grow up isn't always comfortable because bottles are nice. And I had our little 1.5-year-old at our house the other day. And she had her baby in her little baby carriage. And off she went into the living room and saw one of those little baby bottles. And sure enough, she took one of those little baby bottles and went right into the family room where the carriage was, and the little baby was in there, and she stuck that nipple in right in the mouth. I mean, talk about a mama at 1.5 years. Some Christians are still looking for a bottle, and it's time for solid food. Verse 4, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God. Notice again, it's rejected by men, but chosen by God, precious to him and precious to God. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. I stress the word spiritual sacrifices. What are spiritual sacrifices? Anybody give me a clue?
Our worship,
okay.
Our tithe?
Yeah, that's a form of, yeah, but that has tangible. What's on the table? That's the lamb. We're offering up a spiritual lamb. We're consuming a spiritual lamb. We're taking his blood within us. And we are expecting to be transformed. Now you say, well, what are you getting at when you say transformed? And I've shared with you guys before what I believe the Lord is trying to prepare the church for. And what he is about to do is going to shock many, because he's not interested in you developing a fear of the Antichrist. He's trying to get you to focus on your next development. Your next level of adulthood will be to do the things that Jesus did, to radiate the light of Christ in every place you go, to make holy everything you touch. And I can just hear Susan, "You mean every one of my kitties?" Yes! Everywhere you go, you leave a deposit. You'll put Tinkerbell out of business. Yeah. You know, I was brought up with fear tactics in all directions as far as spirituals are concerned. And I was so blessed by one of the testimonies on Sunday where Sammy pointed out, "I've been getting these things from a time of my childhood, but nobody could make it clear." I can tell you, John Paul Jackson had the very same thing. He could understand things. He would be able to perceive things. And when they happened, he thought every man or young man was like him, but they weren't. And he had no clue. And he was persecuted because of it. How many know religious folks can be nasty? When the Holy Spirit began to manifest, like he is with Mary, and I would lay hands in different occasions, people were delivered, set free, healed, whatever. And this was, in my charismatic experience, quite an incredible encounter. I had a lady that I worked for a couple of years when my youngest son was born. That's where I was working. And she was a very well-rounded boss-type lady who ran a tight ship and loved her family, loved her kids, etc., and loved the church. You got to give her all the, you know, all the good things, because she was an organizer and she made sure that the ball would keep rolling. Okay? Well, I had met the bishop that was living in Great Barrington area, Pittsfield actually, and met him, spoke to him, got his private number, because he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And we were celebrating, I believe it was the 100th anniversary of the Catholic Church where I went. And so we prepared a banquet, and the bishop was going to be our main speaker. And some of my charismatic friends helped me, and we put on a dinner with all the fixings. And we fed, I think it was around 200 people. And it was now time to pick up and put things away. And this lady comes into the kitchen and she can barely walk. She's limping. And I called her by name and I said, would you, it came out of my mouth automatically. "Would you like us to pray for you?" I wish you could have heard the insult that came out. It was so unbelievable that I almost fell into the sink because I was washing dishes. And several other people in the same kitchen, obviously, it's busy because, you know, you got pots and pans and you got dishes and you got all the stuff. And now you got to put it all away, put the food away, and it's late. My body's tired, but I didn't realize how many others were tired. And the insult came. It was like a sharp razor blade. And I bowed my head and I went into tongues facing the sink. And of course, the lady left. But what it did is it opened up a can of worms. because now I've got some that want to defend me and some that want to reprimand me. What do you do? Do you feel like a stone fitting in? Or do you feel like a round stone in a square hole? Do you feel rejected by men, but chosen by God, precious to Him? You also, like living stone, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I was offering the healing that I knew could happen if she would just submit, but she couldn't do it. And I can't tell you how many days later, but I knew I had just met a Pharisee. What's a Pharisee?
Religious spirit.
They know, and who do you think you are? And what do you think you're going to do? And it's not going to happen with me here. Okay? Years later, same lady, probably 20 years later, I'm guessing. She is now in a private room in a nursing home, suffering. And a friend of mine says, should we go visit? And you know what my answer was? Yes. It bubbled out of my mouth. I said, no. How many know you don't like seconds? And there was zero press for me to go into that room or visit this particular person because she had made a choice. And there are times people are going to make choices. They're not going to look at you as a priest or a king. They're going to look at you as to what they believe you are. And that's what happened in Nazareth. Jesus was unacceptable to his own church or synagogue. They wanted to throw him over the cliff. This one here and I looked at that cliff, and it is a sheer drop. They wanted to kill him. How do you know if you're growing up in the Word and in the Lord? Are you going to look for fruit?
Yes.
Yeah. Then one of the things you're going to experience is rejection. And some are going to want to spit at you and sputter under their breath. And you will hear it. And I'm giving you a heads up. I'm not trying to create anything. I am, however, trying to let you know that that's one of the signals that you are on the job and the milk has started to be pushed away and the solid food is starting to come in. So you say, well, do I have to get this from everybody or is it going to happen now and then? Is it going? Everyone's different. But it will happen. And I know that lady with that little pink collar there tasted some of that. And I know most of you here have tasted it.
Is that what I'm tasting Thursday, going to taste Thursday?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
I think you've already got your signal. She moved out. That's more powerful than anything else. Watch now, verse 6. For in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. That's your answer. Are you trusting in him who is the cornerstone? Is your Ebenezer already in place? Yes. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message. Close your eyes for a moment and say, they stumble.
They stumble.
Because they disobey the message. Which is also what they were destined for. I had a hard time with that. I had a very hard time with that verse. You know why? I wanted everybody to go into the kingdom. I wasn't the Lord now. I wanted everybody to make it. And I didn't want them to make it by the skin of their teeth. I wanted them to get hungry for the things of God. I wanted them to taste what I had tasted. And they couldn't handle me. They rejected me. They rejected the Jesus that I discovered was my salvation and redeemer. Verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you, watch the next word, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul, mind, will, and emotions. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. What am I saying? I'm saying that we serve a Father who is loving his children. But he wants them to mature. He wants them to start thinking and obeying to the best of their ability in the things of God. And if you haven't got what you think you should have, get back on his case, knock on his door until he answers. Until he answers. I've had people who knock 2-3 times and they're satisfied. I've had people who knock 30 and 50 times and they're satisfied. But I also know that there are others that are struggling. And I'm not picking on anybody that, you know, has a relationship to the Lord to a degree. I spoke about Thomas the other day. Thomas was a believer, but he was hurting. And you've got some believers that are hurting. Okay? And they are looking at you and me, and there's also sometimes a jealousy that's involved. I see it. Okay? I see it in my own home with different individuals. I hear the backbiting. You know, it's not always loud. It's a little bit reserved. But they're being polite, and it's okay. And I say to the Lord, when you decide to visit with them and knock them over with the truth, it'll be a great day for me. And it might be humble pie for them. So do me a favor right now. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
There are some that have offended me.
There are some that have offended me.
And I'm asking you to heal them.
And I'm asking you to heal them.
And to heal me.
To heal me.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
But
the only one that can create a desire.
For a redeemer.
A healer.
A healer.
And a deliverer.
And a deliverer.
Is your Holy Spirit.
Is your Holy Spirit.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For the angels that are on the job.
For the angels that are on the job.
And what you're doing.
And what you're doing.
In those I hold in my heart.
In those that I hold in my heart.